but that's my Jesus. He's the best friend in my life. He's the rock I stand for. He's the present help time of need. When this whole world has left me all alone, I could feel him walking right by me. When everyone walks out, he walks in, proving once again he's my dearest friend. Oh, he promised he'll go with me always, even till the end. For just as long as this world stands, he promised he'll hold my hand, so I won't have to walk alone. He said he'll go with me always, through good times, through dark days. He will be my friend and guide. Oh, Jesus, you're the best friend in my life. He's a rock I could stand upon. He's a present help in time of need. When this whole world has left me all alone, I can feel him walking right by me. When everyone walks out, that's when he steps in, proving once again he's my dearest friend. And he promised he'll go with me always, even till the end. I'm glad he promised he'll go with me always. Oh, yes, he promised he'll go with me always. Promise he'll go always, through the good times and in the darkest days. Lord, you promise you'll go all the way, even till the end.
Hallelujah.
Bear unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, or they complained, and saying, this man receive a sin and eateth with them. Oh, glory to God. One of the greatest compliments that you could ever give the Lord, they done it out of spite, trying to ridicule him. But they said, this man receive sinners. I'm glad to know this evening that he still receives sinners. Praise God. Amen. This man receives sinners. That's what I want to preach on, if the Lord would help me just a few minutes. On this man receive sinners. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, we can find there that Isaiah records and verse 1, who hath believed our report? and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground, and he hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. We hid as they were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Amen. Oh, thank God. Amen. Yet we did esteem him smitten, stricken of God, amen, and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. I'm telling you, I'm glad that he received sinners in this day and hour that we're living in. Amen. Praise God. Not to get ahead of myself. Amen. But brother, amen, brother Usher, it's time, amen, that we let the world know that he still receives sinners. Amen. No matter what shape you come in. Amen. He loves a druggie. Amen. He loves a dope addict. He loves a drunkard. He loves a whoremonger. Amen. He loves the adulterer. Sure he does. Hallelujah. He'd like to free you from all of that. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. There was a woman came to Jesus when he was invited. Amen. As a special guest in Simon's house. Amen. And as he came in the door, Brother Andy, amen. When he came in the door, there's a woman come in right behind him. Amen. A weeping and a crying, a repenting out. Amen. And fell at his feet, began to cry and wept. Amen. His feet with her hair. Amen. Crying with a hammer head. Amen. Weeping and crying. Amen. And those in the house said, if this man were a prophet, he would know what manner of woman this is that toucheth him. Oh, very religious folks. Very religious. Amen. Praise God. Sounds like, amen, a lot of so-called holiness folk. Amen. Praise God. Woo! Afraid to get their knees dirty. Amen. To get down an altar beside of a sinner. Amen. And get them prayed through. Amen. But I'd like to tell us tonight, amen, that we've been something. Amen. There's something about redemption. There's something about the grace of God. There's something about this man Jesus. Amen. That receives sinners. Hallelujah. Amen. You know one thing that I've noticed across the country? A lot of folks, amen, hallelujah, have put more emphasis, amen, on Martha, on other things beside the blood. We need to put more emphasis on the blood of Jesus, amen, that cleanses us from all sin, more now than what we ever have.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. He looked over, amen, at Simon, and he said, you see this woman? Seest thou this woman? Her sins, which are many, are forgiven. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, brother, it's something about it. Amen. When folks can come to God, amen, just as you are. Looks like the day we're living in, that if sinners are going to get saved, they're going to have to come on their own. Hallelujah. Amen. And come and get what God has for them in this day and hour that we're living. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. Amen. But she stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and wipe them with a hammerhead, and kissed his feet, and anointed him with the ointment. When the Pharisees had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet. I wonder why we have church. Why do we have church? Hallelujah. I wonder why we assemble ourselves together. I wonder why we have a bus ministry.
Amen. Why do we have door-to-door visitation? Amen. Hallelujah. It's for people like this. Amen. She was lost. She was hopelessly lost until she met this man, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And when she came in, amen, they said, Jesus answering said, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. He said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 50 pence and the other 500. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Amen. Tell me therefore which of them will love him most. Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said to him, thou's rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said to Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered thine house and thou gave me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with a hair head. Amen. Thou gave me no kiss. Amen. But this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. I want to tell you something. This man still receives sinners. Amen. It don't matter what kind or what you've done. Amen. If you're here tonight and you're lost without God, amen. Hallelujah. He came for you. If you were the only sinner alive, if you were the only man, woman, boy, or girl, amen, left on this planet earth, amen, he would have still came for you. Hallelujah. Amen. The weak might have a right to the tree of life. Amen. Oh my God, there's a woman at the well. She came down there to draw water. Couldn't come with the other women of the city, but she came. Amen. Thank God she came. She saw a man sitting on the well and began to wonder. Amen. Probably looked at him. Amen. First glimpse, she probably thought, oh no, another prospect. Amen. Another prospect. But when she looked at him, amen, and realized he was Jewish, she walked to him and he asked her a question. He said, amen, give me to drink. And she said, how is it thou being a Jew asked me to give you a drink, seeing the Jews and the Samaritans have no dealing? But that man looked at her. Thank God he looked at her. Hallelujah. Amen. He began to ask her one question. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He told her, amen, in John chapter 4. Hallelujah. He wanted her to have this great salvation plan. Amen. He said, woman, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, she said, why, sir? Amen. Give me this water. That I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said to her, go and call thy husband. Amen. Now, he wasn't going to get on her case because she had five husbands. He wasn't going to preach to her on that. He wanted the whole family involved. Amen. He wanted the whole family to get involved in this. Amen. So he said, go call your husband. Amen. And so she said, sir, I have no husband. He said, you well said. You well said. But then he looked at her and he said, you've had five. Why did he tell her that? He wanted her to know he understood her situation. He knew her situation. Remember, she's a sinner. It's different after you get saved. Amen. Praise God. But she was a sinner. He wanted her to realize he knew her situation. She was desperate. She needed help. She needed deliverance. Amen. And Jesus was letting her know he knew all about it and he could take care of it by giving her one drink of the waters of salvation. And so he began to ask her, amen, hallelujah. He said, go call thy husband. Amen. And come hither. And she went running. She said, sir, I perceive it's out of pocket. And she ran. And she went through the cornfield. Amen. On the way to the city. No doubt she ran through the garden. Amen. She ran the back road. She ran everywhere she could go. I holler in every breath, come see a man that's told me all I'd ever done. Amen. Not just because he told me, but come see this man. Somebody needs to see this man. I would that somebody in this meeting, before this meeting's out, amen, would get excited about Jesus, would get excited about salvation, would get excited about this old time religion. Amen. And run and tell somebody, you ought to come down there to the highway. Amen. There's a man there. Hallelujah. That washing folks a sin away. Hallelujah. Woo. So she ran through the cornfields and everywhere probably. And everybody started running toward that city. They started coming. I'm telling you, before they wouldn't look at her. Amen. She wasn't the kind of girl that you'd want your boy to go out with. She wasn't the kind of girl that you'd like your daughter to be best friends with. Amen. But I'm telling you, there was a friend from Calvary. Amen. From heaven. Hallelujah. Came down to meet her. Hallelujah. Amen. Began to tell her, amen, about her situation. And he wanted to be her friend. This man received a sinner. So he came. Amen. Hallelujah. To that woman. Amen. And she said, she went running to that city, told them, and they came out and they begged him to stay on. There ain't too many people begging the Lord to stay on too many days. Amen. But they begged him to stay on a few days. So he stayed on a few days, held them a little revival, and the whole town came out. And when the whole town gathered together there, amen, they looked at her afterward and they said, we believe not only because of your testimony, amen, but now we believe because we've heard him for ourselves. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good when you hear, amen, about somebody getting saved, but it's better when it's you. Hallelujah. Amen. That gets saved.
Hallelujah.
It's better when it's you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's better when it's you that experience, amen, this old time salvation plan. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Listen. Psalms 113 and verse 7 and 8 says, he raiseth up the poor out of the dust. He lifteth the needy out of the dung. You tired of it? Are you tired of it? Amen. Praise God. Amen. You got to get tired of sin. You got to get tired of being pushed down by the enemy. You got to get tired of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How about that? He said that he may set him. Look at him now. He's raising up the poor and he's lifting up the needy. Amen. That he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad I got saved. Amen. June the 14th, 1972. Hallelujah. Right there in my bedroom in that little home of ours in Windrock Hollow, Upper Second Creek, Hazard, Kentucky. Hallelujah. You know what? He came not only to the woman's well. He came not only for the woman, amen, that was caught in the very act, but he came for a little boy, amen, named Donald Tapio, amen, from Windrock Holler. Hallelujah. Amen. That I could have a right to the tree of life in this house. You know what? I can just feel him walking all over this place tonight. Where the waters of salvation. Praise God. Woo! Amen. Have you been in this race alone? Amen. That you forgot how it is. But this man told his woman, he said, the waters that I'll give you, amen, that you'll never, never, that's a long time, never thirst again. I want to tell you something. Amen. If you get a gold drink of this waters of salvation, this world will have no attraction for you. Amen. You will never thirst again after the things of this world. You'll never go looking for peace. Amen. In a wine bottle no more. Amen. You'll never go looking for joy on a dance floor no more. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll never have to play poker to keep a buddy or two. Never again. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll give you people, amen, of like faith, amen, that enjoys their salvation, amen. It's up to you. He's done exactly what he came to do. You'll never, amen, get it any plainer than what he's offered. Amen. Amen. You don't have to be bound no more. We've got a dear brother in our church. Right here's my pastor, Brother Darrell Allen. Amen. Praise God. And we got a dear brother in our church. Amen. Got saved 2 or 3 years ago. About 3, maybe close to 4. His name is Ray Corny. Amen. Praise God. He showed me his license one day. I'm telling you, he'd scare you. Praise God. Amen. Before he got saved. Amen. But this man, I was bound. Amen. He'd been all over the world looking for something that satisfied. But he came to an altar one night. Amen. A little Pentecostal church there in Hazard. Amen. He knelt down. Amen. He got up about 5 minutes later, probably. Not a tear in his eye. I didn't hear him forgive me. I didn't hear him say nothing. He got down, got back up, walked back to his seat. Sat down the same way that he had come in, with his hand between his knees and his head bowed low. And I thought, oh God, he didn't get a thing. But David, I said, he didn't get a thing. I said, what in the world? What are we going to do with it? I said, God, please deal with him and bring him back tomorrow night. Well, the next night come, and he came to the door. He sat back in the same seat beside his wife. Hey, man, they began to play the first song, and the first one on their feet was Ray Corny. Way up in the air. Right now, friend, you give him half a chance. That man will jump to his feet and tell you about Jesus. A sinner come to our church ain't got a fighting chance, because that man slew him before the preacher is. I tell him about how he delivered him from dope. Amen. Drugs and alcohol. Hallelujah. Put his home together. Amen. And made him a Christian family. His favorite testimony is, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. You can have the same if you want it tonight. May God bless you.
The door's soon going to close. That mercy door where God's opening wide tonight will soon be closing. Don't let it pass.
Glory to God. I've told everybody here, Brother Tapio, but Sister Hazel Eads came to me the night before I got saved and asked me if I wanted to pray. They was in a great revival here, and my brother had already prayed. I said, I don't care if I die and go to hell. I was pretty tough, you know, saying that to her, 18 years of age. But Brother Valentine, I went back home. All the lights went out in the house. I'm laying there on the bed, and that starts playing over my head like a tape recorder. God said, you don't know what you're talking about. You're talking about eternity lost without a Savior. You're talking about hell, fire, and damnation without no way of escape. God said, you don't know what you're talking about. I couldn't sleep all night long, but you know what? I came back to church the next night, and I said, God, it's my time to get saved. Sister Hazel obeyed God, went back to me again, and said, boy, you need to pray. I said, I want to say I'm sorry for what I said to you last night. And you're right. All night long I couldn't sleep because I realized God was dealing with my heart, and I may never feel this again, and I don't want to die lost and go to hell. And I gave God my life that night. It's been 19 years and I'm glad I'm saved. We've got a few minutes before we have the next service. Everybody stand. I want every head bowed. You think over your life, if you feel like you need to pray, you make yourself an altar. In Jesus' name, make yourself an altar and make things right before you leave this service tonight. Now let's all gather in somewhere, seek God for a few moments, ask God to have His way in the remaining part of the service. I felt the two preachers preach right online. God was in it, and God is dealing with hearts tonight. Don't trample over the blood of Christ tonight. He's trying to pull you out of the depths of your sin and turn your life around. Don't trample. Let's all pray. Let's all pray.
Vanity and pride, oh, caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not it was for me He died on Calvary. This is what was there. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Oh, pardon there was multiplied to me. Oh, there my burdened soul found liberty. Oh, if you're glad for Calvary, why don't you sing it again? Isn't that what you found there? Oh, mercy there was great and grace was free. Oh, pardon there was multiplied to me. Oh, there my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Oh, by God's word at last my sin I learn. Oh, then I trembled at the law I spurned. Oh, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Oh, yes, mercy.